Happy Friday the 13th, everybody. I hope you didn't get killed today. Murdered. But if you did, pick up your zombie ears and listen. I'm talking about Artist Alley and going to comic book conventions. Saw some people asking some questions about it. And right now, C2E2 is going on in Chicago. And I've done a few shows. So I wanted to let you know what I thought about what to do to get prepared. First of all, the number one most important thing to remember is you're going to a public event, so you need to be personable. You need to be welcoming and warm to people. There are so many artists that just have their head down, and I understand. I mean, shy or whatever, but some almost come across as, like, bothered that someone comes up to their table. So just be careful. You know, smile at people, welcome them, say hi, you know, talk to them. Stand sometimes, you know, stand and talk to people. In fact, if you can set something up to where you can stand and draw, like an easel or even just holding your pad, anything like that, because it's one-on-one with people instead of being, like, way down below them while they're staring down at you and you feel uncomfortable or they feel, you know, like they're towering over you and don't want to bother you while you're working. You know, just be very welcoming. That's going to be your biggest help in the entire convention thing. Now in terms of supplies, the other thing I wanted to say is to draw fast. You got to really learn how to draw fast or you're just going to be there working on the same piece for like 3 days. You can get to a point where you draw really fast, but it's still quality work. You just got to find those shortcuts and find those ways of representing things and just practice it. Okay, so supplies, you're going to want to get a banner. Because that's one of the coolest things to get. Really gets attention and looks neat, and it gives people a sense of your work from even far away. Or they might recognize your name on it, you know, any of those kind of things. I'll give some links later and probably put them in the description of this audio boo so that you can go to the place that we just got our banner at because they were great. I can't think of your name right now, but they were awesome. We also got sketchbooks, business cards, anything like that that you can get to sit up on your table and really represent your work, have something to sell, because you don't want to just do commissions, because then you're just working like a maniac the whole time, and plus a lot of the times people really would like to buy like just a sketchbook, or if you've written a story, do something like that, and they can take that home with them too, and then they still get a commission. Or you can do sketchbooks where there's a blank page or a back cover that's blank, and you can do a sketch on the back of that, you know, for a little bit more money, or you know, if you're really just trying to get people's attention, you can do it for free. Nothing wrong with that. I also want to suggest drawing free for kids because it's just a nice thing to do. They really, really appreciate it. And of course their parents are going to appreciate it. And it's a nice thing to do. And a lot of the times the parents give you money anyway, just because they appreciate so much that you were so nice to their kids. Because there's some artists that will turn kids away if they don't have money. And that's just, that. I don't know, like, I've heard of someone just saying, like, hey, go get your parents to bring you money next time, you know, that kind of thing, and it's just not right. You know, kids are there and excited, and maybe they want to be the next artist when they grow up, and, you know, just give them a good time. Anyway, so other supplies that you need, like Copics are just about the best marker I've ever come across. Prismacolor pen liners are the like inking tools that really work well. They once you let them dry, they don't really bleed too much with markers or anything. Bristol board that's smooth is usually the best quality to get. Most people do either sketch cards, which you can get your own sketch cards printed with like your information on the back, almost like a business card where the backside has your information or a picture of your art, and then the front side is for drawing on. Or 9x12 Bristol board for doing commissions, you know, where you draw just whatever character for the person. And then 11x17, which is a little harder to pull off at a con, and it takes a lot longer, so, you know, be careful what you're doing there. But people love full color, but you can also just do pencil or whatever. Everybody's different, but... And I think I'm running out of time. Oh, and make sure you have your prices ready ahead of time. Even create a really nice looking sign, and that will get a lot of people's attention. So, I think that's all I can really think about right now. But you should be good to go. Just make sure you talk to people and be welcoming. That's super important. All right, have a good night. Bye-bye.